Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News. Lance Pry.
Ian regained Hurricane 1 status Thursday evening on its way up to the Carolinas and bringing with it a record storm surge, flooding, and intense winds to their coast, which is under hurricane warning at this hour. After Ian cut through Florida this week, some Florida officials said publicly hundreds have been killed. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis
did shelter in place. As of last night, we've contacted over 20,000 Floridians that filled out a shelter in place survey on floridadisaster.org. Over 10,000 have responded, and all 10,000 said they were safe. And the state sent the first alert late last night and are expecting more responses this morning.
31-year-old Gavin Escobar, a former tight end for the Dallas Cowboys, died in an apparent rock climbing accident in California on Wednesday. Escobar and 33-year-old Chelsea Walsh were found by firefighters in the region. The fall took place near Taquish Rock, shadowing Palm Springs, California. Russia struck Ukrainian cities with missiles, rockets, and suicide drones, with one strike reported to have killed 25 people. As it moved Friday to get more seized Ukrainian territory into Russia before the annexation by President Putin takes effect Friday. Iranian citizens flock to the tools designed to help citizens in censorship nations connect to the Internet as their government tries to squelch protests. One IT professional said daily demand for a virtual private network or VPN services in Iran is up over 3,000% compared to before the protests. The protests are about a woman and her headscarf, or lack of, that got her arrested and subsequently killed by Iranian officials, the protesters claim. Visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
A federal judge on Thursday denied an Indiana lawyer's request to pause the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness plan as part of a lawsuit filed against the Department of Education earlier this week. And just like that, the United States and North Korea are allies, according to Vice President Kamala Harris at the DMZ Thursday.
So the United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. And it is an alliance that is strong and enduring. And today, there were several demonstrations of just that.
As Hurricane Ian proved hurricane forecast models useless, the Hurricane 4 storm took a sudden turn just before hitting Florida earlier this week, creating devastation to an area thought to be not in the path.
Officials along the west coast of Florida are just now beginning to assess the damage from Ian in Lee County, where Ian made landfall. Officials there are answering as many emergency calls as they possibly can, but also admit that they can't get to every area. Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino says details are still spotty, but he tells us that he anticipates many casualties from this storm.
Unsure of the exact details because we are just starting to scratch the surface on this assessment. We're doing everything that we possibly can. Again, now it's to protect and preserve lives, and we are in full force doing that.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? I hope you're having a great day. I hope it's your best day ever. I mean, why not? I mean, we live it one day, one moment at a time. And the recurring thing that comes up for me, I'll share it with you for what it's worth. You know, it's living in the present. The power of this present moment. You know, sometimes we get so distracted by, you know, the worries of yesterday and the anxiety and anticipation of what if, you know, for tomorrow, and how that distracts us from the blessings of this moment. And right now, I want you to be blessed because we've got Dr. Johnny Teague with us, and we're going to be talking about his new book, The Lost Diary of Anne Frank. And you go, The Lost Diary, and I've heard of The Diary of Anne Frank, that seminal piece of 20th century literature, which recounts the tragic and, of course, the moving story of a young Jewish teenager faced with the horrors of Nazism, right? Well, in it, Anne established a bond with her readers that transcends both time and space, making them her friends and confidants. Readers feel a connection with each dream she had, each fear she endured, and each struggle she confronted. Her diary ended. But Dr. Johnny Teague is here to tell us that her story did not. Dr. Teague, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Well, thank you, Mr. Martinez. Honored to be with you and your great, vast audience.
Well, thank you. Johnny, please call me Bill, if you would, please, all right? Only because, hey, that's the way we roll here. Not that we want to be irreverent and too familiar and disrespectful. My father raised me in such a way that, you know, I am to honor all, and I honor you and what you bring here to the discussion. I mean, you've got an incredible background. You know, when I was reading that you have 5 college degrees, you know, I guess you just got bored with college and just kept collecting degrees, huh?
Brother, I tell you what, it's one of those things I tell people all the time. I've been to school a lot and I don't know much, but I enjoy it. And please call me Johnny, and thank you for reading that introduction with the Anne Frank book. It is an amazing, riveting truth that needs to be told, and I rejoice that you focus on facts and not opinion.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Johnny. I appreciate you joining us, you know, to do this and to further, you know, our end in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. You know, the Bible's clear is that the more we learn, I mean, you know, the wisest man, Solomon, said that, you know, that knowledge can be wearing. It can wear you out. You know, so like you say, you know, as much as you've learned, it just demonstrates to you how much, you know, there is yet to learn, and that every day is that opportunity in which we can exercise our minds and be just a little bit smarter, hopefully, huh?
Amen. That is our prayer, and the awesomeness of our God. Ephesians 3 speaks about how we will spend all eternity and still be learning more of God's goodness and more of what he's doing, and the angels are constantly on the edge of their seats.
I can't wait. Can you imagine? I mean, every moment. And this thing, like I was sharing with the audience before you came on, Johnny, is that God has really impressed on me about living in the present. You know, we get distracted by things of yesterday and the what-ifs of tomorrow, that we miss out the delicacy of each moment and each time, for people of faith, we believe that it is appointed by God, you know, for us to enjoy and savor, right?
Amen. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's why we have to focus on today. Of course, always learning from yesterday and not take tomorrow till it comes, because you're right. Today is an awesome day. This moment is one that we've got to relish, and God is so active in our midst. And so we trust him and we seek his face with all that we do.
Johnny, what kept waking you up at 3 o'clock in the morning that motivated you to write this book, The Lost Diary of Anne Frank?
Thank you for asking that. You know, I hope nearly everyone who's listening has read the original diary, the one that a young girl wrote when she was going through the horrors of the Nazi regime, of Adolf Hitler's actions towards a group of people called Jews. And the Jewish people were so precious, and yet throughout history they've been targeted, I think primarily because they do belong to God. They're God's people. Mm-hmm. And as I read the Diary of Anne Frank as a young boy, I could never get that out of my mind. And I don't know why, but I've just been captivated. And so I began to read more and more about the Holocaust. I began to study, and I made a commitment that when I was old enough that I could travel on my own, I would go to Auschwitz. I would go to Dachau. Mm-hmm. And I would go to the Anne Frank house, the Corrie Ten Boom house. Yeah. And the more I learned, the more, in answer to your question, I was just grieved that Anne's diary ended. We know what happened to her, but we don't know what she felt. We knew what she felt in the annex. I wanted us to know what she felt during Westerbork and Auschwitz and Bergen-Belsen. And so I began to research eyewitnesses and survivors and reading accounts, and that's really what kind of prompted me to finish Anne's story.
Mm-hmm. So it's like you started pulling a thread, and next thing you know, this thing just keeps coming and unraveling, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you just can't get over, one, the horrors of that time when Satan seemed to be sitting firmly on his throne here on this earth. And yet you see in that time this humanity. Anne sees God in the annex. Anne sees God even in the concentration camp with his tender mercies. And you're right, the more you unravel, the more you can't quit.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Johnny, what astounds me is that there are, even to this day, what we would identify as Holocaust deniers. They think that this whole Holocaust thing is made up, that there's no veracity to it whatsoever. Here you have asked God of many questions about the Holocaust, and you just didn't sit there and ignore it. I mean, you went to these concentration camps. You talked and interviewed other people who had firsthand knowledge. And so what do you say to people that want to deny the Holocaust?
My goodness, to deny the Holocaust, and when I visit with people, it's just like denying 9/11. It's just like denying Pearl Harbor. I mean, you're literally choosing to ignore the reality of what occurred. And I think the thing that really, really touched me more than anything is my third trip to Auschwitz and my study for this book. I got so captivated at the ash pit right beyond the crematory where they would burn the bodies and then they would scatter the ashes or throw them out, ultimately bury them. I got out there and I sit there on the broken bricks because, you know, they bombed the place before the Russians came. And I sit there and I was so enamored that I didn't realize that time had gotten away. And it was starting to get dark. I noticed some people were milling around, but the crowd was getting smaller. But then at some point I looked around and I realized it was totally dark. And I was the only one in Auschwitz. No one else was there on that third trip. And I started to get real nervous, and so I headed back to the gate, which was all the way on the other end, where you go in, where you go out, and I get all the way to the entrance, and the gates are locked, and no one is there. There's a little light in the guardhouse, but other than that, you've got
Johnny,
the barbed
Johnny, wire. Let me pause you right there for just a moment, because we got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Johnny Teague after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Johnny Teague is with us. His book, The Lost Diary of Anne Frank, we're talking about this, and he was relating right before the break his third visit to Auschwitz, and he, you know, was so, you know, captured by being there in this particular spot in Auschwitz. And Johnny, I couldn't help, as you were relating this to our audience to think that as you were sitting there amongst, you know, these probably remnants of ashes and that, and where the Holocaust, where this human devastation took place, that you couldn't help but sense that there, I mean, it just seems to me like the sense that you were on hallowed ground. You know, even though it wasn't an official a burial ground, but in essence, it was, you know, the essence of humanity all right there, and you're sitting amongst it.
Yes, sir, totally. And that's where, you know, when I tried, you know, I couldn't leave. And when I had to leave, found the gates were locked in a very small way. And I have to admit, in a fraction of what it was like, not even a fraction of what it was like to be there as a prisoner. But just to get a sense of that depravity and that hopelessness and that wickedness and not being able to get out. And I guess that was the final straw that said, man, we've got to tell this story. It is hollow ground. When you go to Calvary in Jerusalem, whether or not I've been there several times, whether you be at the Gordon's Calvary or you be at the Holy Sepulchre, either place, you feel this hollowness where everything just seems to unravel and come together at the same time. And you get a little bit of that at Auschwitz as we walk through Anne Frank's final days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is, you know, reminds me of what, you know, Voltaire had to say, that those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. And that warning echoes through the millennia. I mean, even today, the rhetoric and the disconnect of, you know, of the language that we speak and the lack of responsibility for the words that we put out there and what they can dangerously lead to. And for you to experience, you know, Anne Frank's journey and what she endured. And so here you are as you're putting this together. And as you say, this is something that even as a young man, this captivated you to where you felt like there's more to the story. And so as you start pulling on this thread, you're realizing instinctively what you have sensed is real, that there is more to the story to be told.
Absolutely. And as you read from eyewitnesses, as you talk to people who survived, and those especially encountered Anne Frank there at Westerbork, which was kind of the transition camp, and then Auschwitz, and then Bergen-Belsen, and then to see her run into her old best friend at Bergen-Belsen from before they had to go into hiding, and to hear Hanelli's description of her last days with Anne before she died, you really, really grasp not only what went on there, but it really is a foretelling of what we're facing today on some people being excluded, other people being told what you can say, what you can't say, being restricted on what you can buy and sell. All these things Anne and her family went through, and ultimately it led to the Auschwitz, to the Bergen-Belsen. And if we don't stop where we are today and we come back to God, come back to our Constitution, we fool ourselves to think this can't be repeated.
Right, exactly. Well, and here, as you write about Anne, you know, she's struggling with the mere existence of God. I mean, she's thinking, you know, is there a God? She's witnessing this human, you know, destruction in such numbers. It's incomprehensible. And she is realizing and feeling the weight of this as much as a young girl can feel, and going, where is God? And she's asking a question that had to be echoing throughout the region. You imagine, Johnny, that she wasn't the only one crying, where are you, God? Where is the Lord of Heaven's armies?
Yeah. And there's no doubt she went through that, both in the annex, and everything in this book follows her train of thought through her captivity and through her death. And that was the question, where is God? And yet even in the camp, she recounts the 10 plagues that hit Egypt. And she recounts the things that the Jewish people went through throughout history. And she's able to find solace in the fact that In Egypt, God was there. In Babylon, God was there. When Antiochus Epiphanes was killing Jewish people and killing Christians, God was there. And she constantly, in the camp, she experienced his favor. She saw his grace even in horrific things. And so God revealed himself to her, and she clung to him in prayer, and she never in the annex nor in the camps blamed God. She blamed the evil of humanity for what she was facing, and God was the only one who could carry her through what she faced.
Right, exactly. And here she is in her experience. She's in the middle of it. And, you know, by contrast, Johnny, we are in front of maybe something equally as evil, maybe even more so. We see the signs here. You know, Jesus even, you know, admonished those in his time that, you know, basically ignored the signs, you know, and he pointed that out. And, you know, and trust me, I wonder, God, what am I missing here? Am I missing my appointed time? Am I missing an appointed, you know, sign? You know, we know that there are seasons. You know, God's real clear. His character is consistent. We see this throughout history. As one historian says, the problem with history is we don't learn from it. And here you bring before us the story of Anne Frank. And it's like we should know better. And we're like playing with life here. And there are a lot of people that could be statistics. You know, they could be victims of our insincere approach to life.
No doubt about that. And we are dehumanizing people. It's easier to classify us as breeders or resource takers. And that is the terminology that's being used about us today. And that's what went on in Anne's day. And that's why when Anne Frank went through the Auschwitz entrance and they shaved their heads and they threw them all in common clothes. And it was all to dehumanize them. And I think part of it is to say, hey, we're not killing a human being, we're killing an animal. But I think it was also from the Nazi perspective, hey, if we make them all look like this, we won't feel as guilty killing the roaches in our camp. And that is how they devalued the human beings. And Anne was in the literal vortex of that. And she had to really grapple. And that's why she was 15 when she died. But in the camp, she makes a statement, I'm 15 going on 48. Because of the rapid maturity she had to face in those camps.
John, does it remind you that we cannot surrender our God-given identity? That if we surrender it, I mean, they can do whatever they want to do with our bodies. It's so temporal, but, you know, and that's easy to say, unless you're the one that's in chains being dragged around. But that would be my prayer, is that no matter what, that, you know, like Job, that we would not curse God and die, but that we would hold on to the promises of God and our identity that God has given us as precious creations, right?
Exactly. In fact, the game they played in the camp was called Who Am I? And at night they would sit up in the bunks, and so they wouldn't remember their number, which is why they gave them a number. They're not human. They would recount, who am I? I'm Anne Frank. I'm the daughter of Otto and Edith. I'm the sister of Margot. I'm a writer. I love my cat. She was able to recount, and they were able to recount who they were to remind themselves, I'm not a number. I'm not just someone who's sucking resources. I'm a human being created in the image of God, and no matter how people see me, it's how God sees me and how I remember how I'm created.
Dr. Johnny T, thank you.
Into or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate approved legislation to keep the federal government operating until mid-December, as well as shelling out more money for Ukraine. The legislation, which passed 72-25, will prevent a partial government shutdown at midnight. After leaving a path of destruction across Florida, Ian strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane around 5 p.m. Thursday, on its way towards Georgia and the Carolinas. As of 11 p.m. Eastern Thursday, the storm was about 185 miles south of Charleston, South Carolina. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
The other issue with Lee County that they've asked support from is they had a water main break for their county water utility. That means that the county does not have water at this point.
Thursday night football last night, Cincinnati defeated Miami 27-15. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Independent Health and Lifestyle News Network.
Well, in the news these days, we hear so much about wildfires, and, you know, the question is, you know, how do we live with wildfires? Well, we're going to be talking about wildfire preparedness tips and why it's important to contact your insurer to make sure you have the right coverage. Karen Collins is with us. She's the Assistant Vice President at American Property Casualty Insurance Association. Karen, good to have you with us. How are you?
Thanks. I'm doing great. Very happy to be here talking about wildfire.
Well, of course, the issue is preparedness. It's what we do beforehand that counts. I mean, if we're, and we should have learned this by now, you know, through life experience, that, you know, an ounce of prevention can go a long way, right?
It really does. And there's we've really boiled it down to three top tips that we are stressing that every homeowner take advantage of before the fire hits. Number one, a five-foot zone. Create a five-foot ignition-resistant zone around your home. Clear off that debris from your roof and gutters and remove all combustible items like vegetation, furniture, or firewood piles from within that first 5 feet of the house, including what you might even store under decks. That is the most important thing, is to create that non-combustible zone to save the home and avoid the loss. But number two, financial preparedness. Update your insurance policy. Construction costs are way up, so we want to make sure you have the right kind and amount of insurance coverage in place should a loss happen. And then number three, home inventories. Create a home inventory using your smartphone by going through and taking video of each room in your home and saving that footage virtually. It's an invaluable resource.
How often, Karen, should we review our insurance policy? Should this be an annual commitment?
You know, we have always had that as a best practice to review it at least annually, but with the extreme amount of inflation that we're seeing right now, so much is changing that you really don't want to put off that for a year. Homeowners policies, they renew on an annual basis, but the costs have jumped. We saw our costs rise 44% in just 2 years, and lumber costs are still up over 50% since the start of the pandemic. So you don't want to learn that you were underinsured after a loss happens. Give your insurance company a call. Talk about the limits. Talk about the type of coverage, what you have, if it's replacement cost versus maybe actual cash value, which considers depreciation. Talk about the optional coverage features that might be available to you. And most importantly, make sure your policy reflects the current features of your home. Square footage, finishes. If you did any home remodeling projects during the pandemic, make sure those got added to your policy and reflect that.
Well, this is some great advice for us to follow. I like the 5 foot area, you know, removing all combustible materials around, you know, kind of common sense things, you know, and as you're walking around your home, and you do so anyway, in most cases, at least on a weekly basis, if not a daily basis, you can see, you know, these potential problems around your home. And so this is an excellent idea. Along with trimming trees that, you know, are overhanging the home, plus, you know, removing debris from your roof and gutters, as you say. Everything is ordered so that your finances are protected, right?
Absolutely. Insurance, we are about mitigating your risk, and the financial protection is important. But if we can help you avoid the loss entirely, that's our goal, to keep families and communities safe. And there is so much you can do within your own control to reduce your risk. We want to break that continuity of fuels around your home, both vertically and horizontally, that creates this pathway for fires to ignite your home. Embers are the most important, and really sealing everything and using those mesh screening over vents and eaves to make sure that embers can't intrude. And then anything else that could act like a wick that brings the fire right to your home. Prevent those from reaching your home. Don't let the fire occur to begin with, and we will then focus on the financial prepares in the event it does. But you can control and make sure you engage your neighbors as well, because their risk is your risk. It's a community effort, so get your neighbors involved as well.
Appreciate your time, Karen, and also your insight here. Where can people go for more information?
We have a lot of great resources at apci.org/wildfire. Again, apci.org/wildfire, a great resource.
This is the Independent Health and Lifestyle News Network.
You know, it's quite astonishing in this day and age, but every year in the United States, more than 10 million animals are used for classroom dissection. Cats are bought from pounds. Rats and mice are bred in warehouses by the millions. Frogs and fish are taken from their homes in nature. And other body parts of other animals like pigs and calves are shipped from slaughterhouses to middle and high schools. Think about that. Even though medical students no longer use animals for dissection. So what is getting lost in translation here? Just asking the question, and here to answer is Samantha Crow. She's with PETA. She's the manager of science education, to talk about state-of-the-art alternatives that are ending animal dissection. The RACE Coalition and her new co-authored paper in the American Biology Teacher Journal. Samantha, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's talk about animal dissection. I mean, my goodness, here it is, 2022, and we're still dealing with animal dissection when there's some really positive and more effective alternatives, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it boggles the mind, truly. Animal dissection is outdated. Mm. It's cruel. It's ineffective. It deters students from pursuing careers in science. It exposes students to carcinogens, you know, like formaldehyde. And it's just an inferior way to teach. But thankfully, there are myriad amazing new technologies that are saving animals and, you know, helping students learn more effectively.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that this new technology that is available is more effective than the traditional dissection process. So why is it that we're not getting everybody on board here?
You know, that's a great question, but we are getting people on board, and, you know, it is, but sometimes it's slow going, you know, this is public education in most cases, and, you know, it's not the quickest maybe to change their minds. So, like, you know, for example, 30, 40 years ago, you know, animal dissection was a requisite part of
you know, science curricula. You know, it's no longer
exactly
part of the International Baccalaureate. It's no longer part of, you know, the College Board, so like AP courses, and it's no longer in the Next Generation Science Standards. So, you know, animal dissection is not a requirement for learning. And in fact, the systematic review paper that we just published showed that in 95% of studies, students at all educational levels scored as well as or better in most cases when they use non-animal methods compared to dissection. You know, medical schools no longer use
exactly
animals for dissection. So clearly middle and high school students don't need to.
Yeah, really. And then and you think now, what is it now? Still we're at about 10,000. Is that correct? Am I reading that correctly? Maybe I'm off here by a zero. Actually, 10 million animals are used for classroom dissection. That is a huge number. But the good news is that is declining, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, non-animal methods are becoming more commonplace. You know, back, you know, again, 30, 40 years ago, you know, these things didn't exist. You know, interactive digital dissection software, you know, is aligned with the science standards. There are also dissectable synthetic models like SynFrog, so, you know, synthetic frog. You know, there are simulated experiments in Mendelian genetics or Drosophila, et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, these studies show that students do not only prefer these methods, but they also outperform their peers who dissected animals. And, you know, so this movement is growing, and, you know, our job is just to educate everyone about the issue. Because, you know, like you said at the outset, you know, it is shocking that this is still going on, and that, you know, a lot of people may not even realize that 10 million animals are being dissected every year in the United States.
We got about a minute left here, Samantha Crow. How is PETA working to end animal dissection?
We have an array of campaigns, you know, to help end animal dissection. We work with educators and students to modernize practices without using animals. We have a dissection pilot program that is now underway. We work with administration on humane education policies, and we help students navigate opting out of animal dissection.
Where can they go for more information, Samantha?
Absolutely. So PETA.org/dissection, you know, folks can go there to join the movement to end animal dissection. They're easy to follow action steps for teachers and parents and students. And also TeachKind.org is our humane education division. And there, or well, that's the site rather for our humane education division. So TeachKind.org for, you know, lots of free resources, lesson plans, principles, worksheets, and curricula.
Samantha Crow, thank you for the time and information. Appreciate it. Take care.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. David Naglieri is with us. He's the director and producer of the new movie, Mother Teresa, No Greater Love. It's a Fathom event that is going to be an exclusive two-day-only event in theaters starting Monday, October the 3rd, and running through Tuesday, October the 4th. David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be with you, Bill. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, I tell you, it is an honor, and I imagine, you know, for you to be chosen to present Mother Teresa's story, did you have the sense that you were a bit on hallowed ground?
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. It was a tremendous privilege to be asked to make this film. I felt very humbled, felt certainly very unworthy. And it's been a very intense one-year process to make the film, and I tried to be inspired by Mother Teresa and many of her great quotes. You know, do something beautiful for God. It's the little things, and to kind of be inspired by this woman who had such a transformative impact on the world, and by just doing the little things. So as me and my film crews traveled and filmed and edited and did transcriptions of the interviews, just to kind of pour everything into our work the way she did. But when, you know, there's always a certain trepidation when you try to tell the story of a person as iconic as Mother Teresa, you know, and that's certainly part of the whole kind of mental equation for me.
Yeah. You know, as you say, you know, little things and things that would be so simple but yet so profound. From, you talk about little things, a rather diminutive figure, but wow, her presence was hard to ignore when she came around, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, she was, as we have in the film, we interview Sunil, a Indian filmmaker, and he says, you know, she's a small, bent, tiny woman, but she had a powerful, commanding presence. You know, we had that quote in the trailer, and it kind of sums up Mother Teresa, who, you know, took the world by stage, and there's all those iconic images of her where you see Princess Diana towering over her, but everybody you talked to said that when she walked into the room, she kind of took it over. She had this incredible presence about her, and we conducted about 150 interviews to make this film, and so we have a tremendous amount of reflections on her life, and I've produced many documentaries over the years, but never one where so many people would just break down and weep talking about her. Her impact on people's lives was so profound, and it's really something something for more of a theologian to speculate as to why that is. But, you know, I think what it was is she was so filled with God, so filled with the love of God and this relationship with Jesus that she became this incredible channel of his graces. And that's what led to so many incredible encounters, and some of them we chronicled in the film.
Yeah. As David said, his background is incredible. You know, talking about him, I can brag about him a bit. He's an Emmy Award-winning documentary filmmaker and TV producer, best known for his 2016 feature-length documentary, Liberating a Continent, John Paul II, The Fall of Communism, which earned 5 Emmy nominations, was hailed as a documentary masterpiece. David, it has been an incredible experience for you. I got to imagine doing this movie on Mother Teresa is a bit of crowning glory on your career, is it not?
I think certainly this is the most ambitious film that I've ever worked on, and kind of the grandest scale. So it's a feature-length documentary, so the longest documentary that I've ever had the privilege to produce. And it's also the scale and the expanse of it was quite remarkable. When we started to think about how we're going to tell the story about Mother Teresa, what I didn't want to do was just do a traditional linear chronological biography. Mother Teresa was born on this date, and then on this date she went to India. We wanted to have a film that would, you know, give the viewer an understanding of who she was and the essential dates and moments in her life, experiences, but also that would show that her work is continuing today, that her mission lives on. And so we decided to travel to 10 different countries and profile the extraordinary work of the Missionaries of Charity. So we were in Tijuana, Mexico, and we filmed them working with migrants and refugees. We traveled to the Amazon region of Brazil. We had drone cameras following them on little small boats that they would navigate down the Amazon to reach indigenous tribes with no contact with the outside world. We traveled to Nairobi, Kenya, in ghettos where they work with extremely severely disabled children, hydrocephalus babies, the streets of New York and San Francisco where they work with the homeless. So throughout the film, we have little vignettes of these various apostolates where you get a chance to really see the incredible work of the Missionaries of Charity. And I'll say this, for those who are considering, you know, taking the time to go out October 3rd, 4th, the two-day theatrical release, this is probably the only time you'll see a film like this in your lifetime, because the Missionaries of Charity, just they're not publicity seekers.
Right.
Their mission is to serve the poorest of the poor. They don't open up their apostolates to filmmakers and photographers. So the footage you see, that's quite striking and quite heart-wrenching, really, to see them bathe and wash people with leprosy, or to care for the dying, feeding little babies with hydrocephalus, as I mentioned. All these really incredible scenes are captured in this film, and may never be captured again, at least for a long, long time from now.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, that was the heart of Mother Teresa as well, as you noted in the documentary, David. She wasn't looking for any publicity for herself. In fact, I think one person had thought about, you know, said something about it being about her, and not whatsoever. I mean, she wasn't looking for any kind of accolades. This was about Jesus Christ glorified through her. And as she said, she was, a pencil in the hand of Jesus, something to that metaphoric explanation, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that was one of the things I actually learned. I wasn't aware so much in this film how much she suffered the celebrity. And she said she would made a deal with God that every photograph a soul would be released from purgatory. And there was nothing in her wanted this celebrity and this fame. But what she decided to do when it kind of all snowballed was to decide in her heart of hearts, well, I'll use this to help the poor. As long as it's helping the poor, I'll accept this. But it was, for her, it was always a sacrifice. And it was interesting when we traveled to all these different locations and interviewed so many of the Missionaries of Charity, women who worked with her, spent time living with her, were inspired by her. They all said that for them, this is the greatest sacrifice. And I think that's quite striking. Here are these people who go into the darkest holes of the world and serve the poorest of the poor and work with the dying, taking maggots out of people's bodies in their last moments on the streets of Calcutta. And for them, the greatest sacrifice is to go in front of a camera, which for our generation would be considered, hey, this is incredible. I'm being filmed. It's a chance for me to show who I am.
Yeah.
But that's their greatest sacrifice. And going back to Mother Teresa and fame, it's interesting, you know, obviously Malcolm Muggeridge makes the film in 1969, Something Beautiful for God. It becomes a film and a book. She never wanted to do that interview. And we chronicle that in the film. Malcolm Muggeridge initially made the request. Mother Teresa denied it. She did not want to, you know, have any publicity for the work she's doing. And Muggeridge actually went to a British cardinal in the Catholic Church who then appealed to the Vatican. And sometime late 1960s, Mother Teresa actually received a notification from the Vatican. Please, you know, speak to Malcolm Muggeridge. Please do the interview. Let them show the world the work you're doing. And it was only at the Vatican's insistence that she finally gave those interviews. And that Malcolm Muggeridge documentary and the book, of course, is what kind of helped propel her to fame.
We're talking with David Nagliera, director and producer of Mother Teresa, No Greater Love. The documentary is a Fathom event, exclusive two-day only event that will be in theaters on Monday, October 3rd, Tuesday, October the 4th. You can go and get your tickets now through Fathom Events, their normal website. Right, David?
Yes, our website for the film is MotherTeresaMovie.com. That's MotherTeresaMovie.com. Teresa has no H in it. And there you can click on tickets and enter your zip code. It's playing in 960-some-odd theaters across the country. Wow. So hopefully there's one playing near you. And, yeah, so it's MotherTeresaMovie.com.
Well, in the title, No Greater Love, I mean, Mother Teresa really, I mean, you know, a lot of people talk about love, David. But Mother Teresa, you know, it was like God had a special anointing and hand upon her that she exuded love, didn't she?
She really did. She really did. And it's, for me, it was very powerful hearing the firsthand testimonials. And, you know, we, as I mentioned, we interviewed 150 people. So it's very difficult to make those really hard decisions. This is the hardest film I ever had to make in terms of what to cut, because there's so many incredible testimonial witnesses. But the one thing that really came through is the sense of love and then the transformative nature of this love. And one example in the film is Jim Wahlberg from the famous Wahlberg family. He's the older brother of the actor Mark Wahlberg. He was doing a 6 to 9 year stint in a prison in Massachusetts. Had always grown up with the conception of God is out to get you, you know, God's out to punish you. And so he had, he was not a person of faith and was struggling with drug and alcohol addiction at the time. And Mother Teresa came to the prison. And for him, he said when she walked in the room, it was something like he was looking at the face of God. And then she started to speak. And she, you know, basically told the prisoners that they're more than the number on their back, they're more than their prison identification number, that they're children of God, and that they had hope for their future. And that they could rebuild their life. And anyway, very much inspired Jim Wahlberg. He wound up coming back to the faith, and that was a very successful Catholic speaker, evangelist. And he points to Mother Teresa, you know, and her that encounter with her as having a transformative impact on his life. And there's so many others like that. But ultimately, coming back, Bill, to what you said, it was this love. It was this mercy. It was that gospel message. And Mother Teresa kind of brought the gospel to life in a very, very tangible, powerful way that impacted so many lives around the world.
Exactly. David Nagliera, director and producer of Mother Teresa, No Greater Love documentary. It is a Fathom event. It will air in theaters, over 900 theaters, on Monday, October 3rd, Tuesday, October the 4th. You can get more information at MotherTeresaMovie.com. That is Teresa without an H, as David said. David, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill, for the time. Really appreciate it.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
The final phase of extermination.